Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tarnisha. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Paul Ferrier, and I have a debit on my account today, and I'm just kind of trying to figure out why I'm being charged $39.99.
All right. May I have your zip code, please?
I beg your pardon?
May I have your zip code, please, to access an
Yes.
account for you?
Yes, ma'am. It's 37902.
And that full first and last name?
Paul Ferrier, and the last name is spelled F as in Florida, Arrier.
All right, looks like I do have an account for you for security purposes. Can I get you to verify that shipping address on file for me, please?
Certainly, it's 201 Locust Street, apartment 719, Knoxville, Tennessee, 37902.
All right, thank you for that. Let me one moment. I'm just waiting for everything to load up here.
Okay, I appreciate your time.
You're
Well,
welcome.
you're at work kind of early.
Well, actually, kind of late. I work the
Yeah.
night shift, 24 hours.
Golly.
All right. All right. So you do have that account now pulled up. It looks like this was for a technical bag that was ordered back on the 15th, in which you paid the $7.95 shipping and handling. Now it looks like that technical bag was a free gift to welcome you into a online shopping discount store, in which they send out a voucher of $125 for you to be able to go on to their discount shopping store and use it to shop. So it looks like that was a membership. The original membership fee was $67.32, which they did attempt to take back on the 19th, 20th, and 21st, but it declined out and they discounted it down to $39.99, in which they got on yesterday.
Okay. Wow. I again, I appreciate your time. I really don't remember joining you. I do remember the backpack. That was something that I was supposed to get as discounted as a result of my T-Mobile telephone accounts.
Okay,
I
so you
don't.
did a survey for it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, with the surveys, once you take those surveys, they offer free gifts at the end, but each of those free gifts are through different online merchants, and each of them have their own set of terms and conditions. So the information would have been placed in the terms and conditions when you sign, well, after you completed the survey and chose the gift that you wanted, it would have been terms and conditions attached to it, giving you more information about that specific product and whatever trial or anything that was attached to at the time.
Okay. Well, can you first of all, can I go through you to make sure that I don't get charged again?
Yes, sir, I can. Go ahead and get that account canceled for you on today.
Okay. And I'm sure you're going to tell me that if I wanted the money refunded, I'd have to go to this vendor, right?
Well, we are the ones that stand in for this vendor. I
Oh.
can, the most that I can do for the refund is a 50% back into the account.
Okay, I'd appreciate that. I really would.
All right.
I'm trying to make it on Social Security, and I'm kind of tight.
Gotcha. Totally understand. Give me one moment. Let me get some notes on the account and process that refund for you. And I'll be back on the line with a confirmation number, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, I went on ahead and got that account canceled for you. Allow that refund 2 to 3 business days to show back up into your account. And I also have that confirmation number for you. Let me know when you're ready for it.
I'm ready.
All right, it's going to be CS and Charlie, 260-76-4429.
Okay. All right, so the account's been canceled, and I should anticipate a refund of about $20 in a couple of days?
That is correct.
Okay. You've been very helpful. I appreciate your help this morning. Thank you. That's all I have.
You're welcome, sir. I do thank you for calling customer support, and you do have a wonderful day, sir.
You too, man. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.